It made national headlines late last week. A company affiliated with Google is releasing 20 million mosquitoes in Fresno. It might sound crazy, but it's actually not. Here to tell us more is Steve Mulligan, district manager with the Consolidated Mosquito Abatement District in Fresno. Steve, welcome.
Good morning, Joe. It's a pleasure to be on Valley Edition.
So we'll get to Google in a second and their involvement in this project, but let's take a step back here and talk about what exactly you're trying to do here by releasing 20 million mosquitoes. Were we in need of more mosquitoes?
Well, Joe, it seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? Contrary to what a person would expect to actually release mosquitoes with the goal of reducing the number of biting female mosquitoes. But what we're releasing are male mosquitoes, and male mosquitoes do not bite, and they cannot transmit disease. It's only the female mosquitoes that can bite and that are capable of transmitting diseases.
And so exactly what is it about these mosquitoes that releasing them has to do with trying to reduce the prevalence of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which can carry things like West Nile and even potentially Zika?
Right, and we are dealing with this Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is a new mosquito. It recently invaded California, in the Central Valley, in 2013, and has become established here. It's a very vicious day-biting mosquito, a nuisance mosquito, and also is capable of transmitting, as you mentioned, some very serious diseases. The male mosquitoes that we're releasing have a bacterium, a symbiotic bacterium in them. It's called Wolbachia. Wolbachia is a bacterium found in many different types of insects, including butterflies, dragonflies, and many mosquito species, and it is passed maternally from the mother through its eggs to the offspring, and Wolbachia has a unique quality, and in that if a female mosquito does not have Wolbachia and she mates with a male mosquito with Wolbachia, her eggs are infertile. They will not hatch. They will not produce offspring. And the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes do not naturally have Wolbachia, and so they are susceptible to this strategy.
So Google and the company Verily, which is affiliated with Google's parent Alphabet, Inc., is helping you release 20 million mosquitoes here in the valley. But this isn't the first time you've done something like this. In fact, a year ago, our own Ezra David Romero reported on a very similar story on a much smaller scale, your crew essentially doing similar work. How did last year's work go?
Okay, last year, yes, we did a release, and it was the first ever release of male Aedes aegypti mosquitoes with Wolbachia in the U.S., and we did that in an area, a neighborhood in Clovis, and we learned a lot from that. It was a smaller scale release, and we learned a lot about how these mosquitoes, the male mosquitoes, were dispersing and surviving, and also learned a lot about how we need to distribute them, and then the numbers that it would take to affect a reduction in the biting mosquito population. So we're using that information, building upon that. Last year we worked with MosquitoMate, University of Kentucky and MosquitoMate. This year, we're really happy that we're partnering with Verily, and they're bringing some new innovative technologies to actually automate the rearing process, increase the number of mosquitoes that can be reared. And then, importantly, also the gender sorting processes to separate the sexes, which is important because we want to only separate the male mosquitoes from the females, and only deliver male mosquitoes. And again, it's female mosquitoes bite; male mosquitoes do not bite, cannot transmit disease.
How exactly does someone determine or separate out the male and female mosquitoes? That seems like a rather difficult and microscopic task.
Well, and that's really one of the elements that Verily is working on. Well, with Mosquito Mate, they did the same thing. You separate the males from the females. Male mosquitoes will actually pupate, go into the pupal stage a little bit earlier than the females. So that's one way to kind of help. Also, there's a size differential in the size of the pupa, and the male is smaller, so you can actually separate them by size. But then you have to go through and visually look at them to separate the adults after they emerge or close, and separate any females that may have gotten through. That's a very tedious process, and Verily is working on strategies to help help with that process.
So how exactly did Verily, again, which is affiliated with Google and its parent company, Alphabet, how did they get involved in this? Did they just pick up the phone one day and give you a call and say, hey, this is Google, we want to help, or did you reach out to them?
They reached out to us, and actually they reached out first to Mosquito Mate. They were interested in using technologies, to help with this process of producing mass rearing and producing male mosquitoes with Wolbachia. So they reached out to Mosquito Mate, and Mosquito Mate had that partnership and worked with us, and so then they suggested that Verily also contact us and to utilize our expertise and to actually look at some sites here where we could evaluate this new innovative strategy.
So with 20 million mosquitoes, do you just release them all at once and you have this giant cloud that is roaming over the city? Or how do you go about strategizing how to put these critters out there?
Well, Joe, that's an interesting question. And last year with Mosquito Mate, they separated the mosquitoes and shipped them to us. And then they were shipped in smaller units, in small tubes, and we release them at locations throughout the study area. This year, Verily is working with release devices and then looking at software to evenly distribute the release throughout these neighborhoods. They have a van that they'll be releasing the male mosquitoes from the van and distributing them evenly throughout the area based on the distance and number of residences. So they're incorporating this technology to that to get a better distribution of the mosquitoes throughout this neighborhood, and thus allowing these male mosquitoes, once they're released in these areas, to be distributed and to give them a better chance of finding these female mosquitoes with which to mate.
Mosquitoes are so small, 20 million, it's almost hard to process what that would look like or what the scale we're talking about here. You talked about the fact that it's hard to raise so many mosquitoes. Just give us some idea on perspective of how many mosquitoes is this. Is that a lot? What does it mean to have 20 million mosquitoes?
Well, they're not releasing them all at once. That'd be 20 million mosquitoes throughout the course of the mosquito season, throughout the course of the summer. So they're releasing these mosquitoes, and we're determining the number that are released, and the mosquitoes are released on a daily basis. So this van will be going through these neighborhoods on a daily basis, releasing a certain amount of mosquitoes throughout that neighborhood, distributing them throughout the neighborhood. And that's based on the population of the local population of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in the neighborhood. And our district is participating by doing the monitoring. We have traps, surveillance traps set out throughout the neighborhood where we're collecting mosquitoes, determining the species, the number of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, also other mosquito species as well. And also we're looking at the gender, so determining how many of those are female Aedes aegypti versus the males. And then we can also determine how many of the males are actually males that were Wolbachia males that we're releasing. And it's important in order for this to be effective, that we reach a certain ratio of Wolbachia-infected males to local males. We want to have quite a bit more Wolbachia males than local males, so that the chance that a female will mate with a Wolbachia-infected male will be increased.
What does success look like with this project? Is it the total eradication of the species in the Central Valley, or is that unrealistic?
Well, right now we only have the capability of producing so many, as they're gearing up, so many mosquitoes. So we've selected a couple of neighborhoods where we do have local populations of Aedes aegypti in which to release those. And the intent of the goal is to reduce the number of biting female Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. So as we go through the course of the summer, we'll be able to determine success by looking at and hopefully observing a reduction in the number of biting female mosquitoes that we collect in our monitoring systems. Hopefully, as we build up to this ratio that we need, the population will start to crash. There will be fewer and fewer eggs that are actually hatching, producing more mosquitoes. So the number of females, biting females, and local mosquitoes will reduce. And hopefully, best case scenario is if we can reduce the number and potentially eliminate it from this neighborhood.
Where exactly are you releasing these?
Well, right now we're releasing in the Fancher Creek neighborhood in the city of Fresno.
Are there plans to continue this on for the future, for next year, or is this kind of a wait and see?
Well, hopefully we will see success. I mean, our goal is to reduce the number of mosquitoes and learn about the mass rearing and production. Our goal, what we would like to see is that we would be able to utilize this strategy in the future as part of our, integrated mosquito management program, and so that we could incorporate this specifically to help us control this Aedes aegypti mosquito in our district within, Central Valley. But there's the potential that this could be used throughout the United States in areas where we have Aedes aegypti. And, Joe, this mosquito is not just a terrible biting nuisance, but it is a real disease threat. This is a mosquito that can transmit dengue, and worldwide there's hundreds of thousands of cases of dengue worldwide. So the potential use of a strategy like this is international.
Again, Steve Mulligan, the district manager for the Consolidated Mosquito Abatement District in Fresno. They are working with Verily, the life sciences division of Google's parent company, Alphabet. They are releasing 20 million mosquitoes in the Fresno area this summer as part of an effort to eradicate the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which, as Steve has said, can spread a lot of dangerous diseases. Steve, best of luck to you, and we'll be watching to see if those mosquitoes are buzzing around in our neck of the woods.
Okay, Joe, it's been a pleasure being on your show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Take care.